This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Government is the problem. You have to take away power from the swamp. That's the only way you can drain the swamp.
The Health Ranger Report.
You can't step into the swamp and high-five all the swamp monsters, yay, and then say, let's change the swamp, let's clean it up. No, it doesn't work that way.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Hi there, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with a very important message for all publishers of the independent media and independent activists. Shout out to Luke Rudowski there at We Are Change and Adam Kokesh and the people at All News Pipeline and everybody else who's all part of the independent media, which is the only remaining free press in America today. I know that everybody is under assault with two things, well, a couple of things. The Google censorship, gaming of the algorithm. So Google has decided that the mainstream media can no longer compete with the independent media on a level playing field because the independent media is so much smarter, more informed, more courageous, and actually engaging in real journalism. So in order to punish the independent media, Google has gamed the system and artificially rigged its search algorithm to punish independent media websites and artificially boost the fake news media, which is corporate-run media like CNN and New York Times. So Google is cheating, and Google is fake search, because now all they want to do is give you search results that lead to fake news, which is CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, etc. At the same time, Google's property, YouTube, is, of course, demonetizing everybody's video channels. And this is not just conservatives or libertarians. This is a widespread demonetization of including left-wing people and people who have channels on permaculture and saving seeds and preparedness and survival, everything. It's across the board. Everybody's getting hurt. So I've got a couple of solutions to share with you here. One of them is a monetization solution, and the other is an innovative new way that we'll be releasing soon to bypass email censorship for your email newsletters, which have become very important for the reader base of many independent media websites. So that's what I'm going to share with you here today. Again, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I recently interviewed, by the way, Sean over at sgtreport.com. I'm making an effort to reach out and attempt to interview more people in independent media. And Aaron and Melissa at TruthStream Media, if you're listening, would like to interview you as well and many other people. Really trying to get more airtime with independent journalists and talk to folks who are really the future of the free press in America. But as part of this recent interview with SGT Report, it came up without my knowledge, but Sean, who I was interviewing, was thanking me for placing ads on his site as a form of financial support. And turns out that I've been placing a lot of ads. I've been sort of financially just supporting a lot of independent publishers because they, you know, we need an ecosystem of free press people. You know, there are other people in this industry, and I'm not going to name names, who are monopolists, who want to destroy all the competition, and you know, the kind of domineering and anti cooperation and anti competition, and they exist, and I don't promote those people. What I believe in is an ecosystem of independent media journalists. I love to see the diversity of thoughts and all the free-thinking individuals. You know, everybody from, again, Luke Rudowski over at We Are Change, who has just amazing courage, and of course, Project Veritas, Julian Assange, of course, over at WikiLeaks, who is still basically a prisoner at this moment, and you know, I don't have time to even get into all that issue. But look, we need an ecosystem of independent free voices. because centralization of information is bad. That's a news totalitarianism, and that's what the mainstream media is. And we don't want to be that in the independent media. We don't want one big centralized outlet dominating the entire information space in independent media. What we want is a decentralized or distributed knowledge, distributed viewpoints. We want really, you could say a more democratic, but I like to say a more distributed or decentralized model for news and information, which means by definition that many times many of us do not agree on certain topics, and that's actually good. If all of us were to absolutely agree on the exact same thing every day, then that wouldn't be real news, would it? In fact, that's one of the ways that you know that CNN is fake news, and MSNBC is fake news, and Rachel Maddow is fake news, because they are saying the exact same talking points like human robots, like mindless flesh robots reading teleprompters. That's fake news. That's what they are at CNN, NBC, ABC, and so on. So if you want real news, you're going to have to expect a diversity of opinions and viewpoints. And so I like to support that. And because of the work that we've done over the years at Natural News and the success that we've had with our online store and our private laboratory and so on, we happen to have enough excess revenues to help support other smaller independent publishers. So that's what I've been doing kind of quietly behind the scenes. But now Sean made it public. All News Pipeline wrote a story about it. So I'm fine to go ahead and talk about it openly here at the moment. But anyway, I've got a bigger solution here for everybody in the independent media who wants to have a new revenue stream. So if you've lost revenues on YouTube, you've been demonetized, you've been punished, you got to realize one thing. Google is never going to allow you to survive. They do not want you to exist. Google is evil beyond belief. Google will silence you in every way possible, and it's only going to get worse. They're going to take away your revenues, and then they're going to delist your entire website like they did to me for 6 days. They punished naturalnews.com. They made up a bogus bullshit excuse to try to silence us forever. They claimed they had found some snippet of code on a blog page on a subdomain underneath Natural News called blogs.naturalnews.com. And they used that to shut down, to de-index the entire site for 6 days. And guess what? There wasn't a single SEO expert who could reproduce that technical issue. It was complete bullshit, totally fabricated by Google. And that was a warning to me and a warning to the independent media that if you don't follow everything that Google demands you follow, then they will delist you, they will demonetize you, they will cheat against you in the search algorithms. Google is evil beyond belief. They are the ministry of truth. They are punishing the free press. They are, and just like Hillary Clinton did in the election, they just cheat and lie and commit fraud. Google is fraudulent. Google is evil. So don't ever think that you can get back in good graces with YouTube. You need to understand that YouTube monetization channel is over. It's not coming back. And even if they wanted you to come back and earn more money, do you really want to earn money for the evil empire? Do you really want to work for Darth Vader? I mean, seriously, the Google is the dark side, you know, in the Star Wars metaphor. Why would you want to earn money for them? Because they're earning more money than what they pay you. So here's a better alternative. And I'm going to mention a couple of options here. But if you look at what is working for independent media websites, what is actually working to generate revenues that's keeping sites in business? It is product retailing. It's offering solutions to their readers, solutions that are often involving preparedness items or superfoods or even nutritional supplements or preparedness supplements such as iodine for radiation protection against iodine-131. Now, you can look at many examples of this across the web, but I'll give you my own story because it's very telling. We intentionally never monetized our YouTube videos. So we never made money from YouTube. So we weren't cut off by YouTube because it was zero to begin with. We made that decision deliberately because we needed to focus on other revenue streams. We halted all Google AdWords advertising, I don't know, many years ago. I don't know how many years ago exactly. We cut them off, anticipating that Google was going to cut us off, and that was correct, right? We cut them off. We cut Google off. We stopped funding the evil empire as soon as we saw that they were becoming evil. And instead, we built a store. And right now, it's called healthrangerstore.com. And here's the thing. You can be an affiliate of your favorite products in the store. We do the order fulfillment. We do the shipping. We do the laboratory analysis. We are the only online retailer I'm aware of in the world that has our own private laboratory that's ISO accredited, internationally recognized science lab to make sure that the products we sell are clean. We do heavy metals testing and pesticide testing and more. We have an online store. We do the fulfillment. We do the shipping. We do the e-commerce. We do the tech support. We handle refunds, everything. And then we pay you an affiliate fee. Just like Amazon has an affiliate program, you can join our affiliate program. Just email, if you're interested in this, just email affiliate@healthrangerstore.com. Again, that's affiliate@healthrangerstore.com, and you can get details about our affiliate program. And the thing is, you can be affiliated with just certain products that you happen to like. You can even request that we carry other products that you're interested in. And thanks to a suggestion from another independent media friend, and who I'm not going to name because I don't know if he wants me to, I don't know if he gave me permission to name him, but we're going to be carrying an anti-radiation water filter. We've already got, of course, iodine. We've already got superfoods. We have a huge array of certified organic products. We're working on some new smoothie mixes. We have non-GMO, certified non-GMO, non-China vitamin C, ascorbic acid, as well as the mineral-bound sodium ascorbate, you know, like pharmaceutical quality vitamin C. And over 600 products from laundry detergent that's super clean, passes all the tests over at EWG, the Environmental Working Group. Their ingredients list, ours is super clean, super safe for the environment, you know, biodegradable. And so on. We've got shower soap. We've got a natural deodorant now that is not based on aluminum, like most of the deodorants out there. They're made out of aluminum salts that cause dementia and Alzheimer's. So we formulated a deodorant product based on magnesium, which is a beneficial mineral, and so on. So if you're looking for a real revenue source, you can become an affiliate of the Health Ranger store. You can promote certain products that you like that your audience would, you know, find interesting, from preparedness products to superfoods and so on, personal care. And then, of course, we pay you a healthy affiliate share, which is much higher than what you would earn from Amazon.com. Now, I can't guarantee this is going to earn you as much as what you used to earn with YouTube. It probably won't, because Google has some, you know, very, very good relevancy algorithms to show people ads that are very interesting to them. And so we don't have those kinds of algorithms. So it's very unlikely you would earn as much as what you used to earn. But since Google has been slashing your revenues by 80 to 90%, if you could gain back even half that, that would be pretty good. And that's what I think we can offer. So if you're interested, just again, email affiliate@healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, I admit that this is also supporting our operation as well. But as you can see, we are dedicated to building solutions that support the entire independent media. I'm out there contacting people right now to do more interviews with independent media sites. We're contacting more sites to place more ads so we can provide more revenue support for independent publishers. You know, look, I'm an older guy in this industry. I've been around a while. And a lot of what I see as my job is to help empower and educate the next generation of independent media people. And so you know, I'm moving into more of a really a supportive role, almost a mentor role to a lot of the younger people out there who are the future of the free press in America. So I don't view my operation as attempting to eliminate competition or crush competition, and you know, like some other ogre-ish, horrible independent media giants out there who really function more like Kim Jong-un, you know, kind of looked like Kim Jong-un too, come to think of it. But what we are all about is, again, supporting independent media publishers. So now the next thing, let's talk about the email solution. This is a solution we're also making available to independent media, and it's something that's in development right now. So I can't give you huge details yet. I don't want to alert the Googles of the world of exactly what we're doing and give them an ability to block it. But everybody in independent media has a problem now of getting their emails delivered because Google, like Gmail, is blocking your email delivery. Gmail, they literally game the system, just like Google cheats on search engine algorithms. Google, being evil and dishonest and corrupt, also deliberately cheats on email delivery. They specifically name certain domains that they want to block a partial delivery from. So if you're sending out a newsletter or an announcement to your customer list and Google doesn't like your politics, then they're going to punish you, and they're going to do it, you know, not algorithmically, they're going to do it manually because Google cheats. Google is fake news. Google is fake search. Google is fake mail because they trash emails coming through that they don't like. So we are developing a system that bypasses all email ISP censorship. It offers 100% delivery of alerts and messages to your audience, and it eliminates completely the censorship that I've just described. This tool will be available in the next few months, and we are going to, of course, make it available to the independent media as well to try to help you build up your email newsletters. Because you get, look, remember, the future that's coming here for all of us is a future where Google delists all independent media from its search engine, where YouTube bans all channels that have content that it doesn't like, where Facebook suppresses or bans all channels that it doesn't like, where Twitter bans all channels that it doesn't like. These internet gatekeepers have decided that they cannot tolerate freedom of the press. They cannot tolerate free speech, and they cannot tolerate any dissenting views that they don't already agree with. So what are you going to get from Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter? You're going to get runaway, delusional, liberal nonsense. Nothing but fake news from CNN and just pushing, you know, every left-wing agenda imaginable. And they see, they, when they lost this election to Donald Trump, the recent one, they freaked out. And they decided that from that day forward, they can never allow freedom of speech to have equal access across the internet ever again. They will control and suppress everything in order to make sure that they have a Democrat win the next election, a globalist Democrat. And in France, they just demonstrated this, of course. How did they crush Le Pen? Well, Facebook banned any channels that were pro-Le Pen. The media banned any reporting on the email leaks of Macron, whose emails were leaked a couple of days before the election. And that NPR fictionally reported that WikiLeaks leaked them. They just made that up because that's what NPR does, totally fake news. And then they refused to apologize to WikiLeaks. That was hilarious. But the media banned the coverage, and Facebook banned it. And Google, no doubt, tweaked its algorithm to cheat and make sure that anybody searching for information on Macron would find positive information, and anyone searching for information on Le Pen would find negative information. So Google is in the business of cheating. It is fake search. It is mind control. It is propaganda. and they're going to use it to try to control every election outcome in the future of the United States. So that means it's up to you and me to counter all of that. We have to create systems that exist outside of the evil of Google and outside of YouTube. We need to create systems outside of Facebook and outside of the regular email ISP channels. And so that's what we're doing. And fortunately, I have a background in software development. I founded and owned a software company. I've done a lot of large-scale software projects in the past. And we're working on several projects right now that can empower the independent media. And this is all it takes. You know, it's actually easy for people to change the channel. You know, someone goes to their browser, instead of typing in google.com, they can type in goodgopher.com. Goodgopher.com is the search engine that I built that searches the independent media. So that's an alternative right there. And other people right now are building alternatives to Facebook or alternatives to Twitter or alternatives even to YouTube. I've heard some talk about that. And we're building an alternative to email delivery. And, you know, an alternative revenue source for all these websites that have been cut off from YouTube revenues. So we the people, we the independent media, we need to build these independent alternatives and then use them amongst each other. And so that's why I really support those sites that have helped promote censored.news, which is a news aggregation site that I built, totally ad-free, just helps promote independent media. I appreciate all the support for our online store. And again, if you want to become an affiliate, you can earn revenue for scientifically tested, laboratory validated products that are super clean. I mean, the cleanest ingredients formulated into everything. And you can use our new email technology in the future to get 100% delivery. And by the way, you know, none of this, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything that I happen to espouse in terms of my views, although you probably agree with most of what I believe in, because I believe in liberty. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in independent critical thinking, these kinds of things. But you don't have to agree in order for us to exist in the same ecosystem. I don't agree with everything that everybody says, even if I'm supporting their website. What I do agree with is the fundamental principle of supporting independent journalism. And so even if a journalist, if they're a real journalist, if they happen to disagree with me on certain points, doesn't mean that I'm not going to offer them the same opportunities or the same tools that I would offer someone else who has 100% agreement. You see, again, I don't want to live in a world where we have a totalitarian obedience demand of absolute conformity. That's the world of the Democrats. I don't want to live in that world. I want to live in a world of cognitive diversity, a spectrum of viewpoints on issues, as long as you can back it up with reason. Now, a lot of what we hear from the political left today is rooted in true mental illness and delusion. And so that doesn't count. You got to be able to back up your position with reason. If you can argue your point and it makes sense, then you have my ear. But when you have people like, what is this, the mayor of Seattle says he wants to have a diet soda white privilege tax to punish white people who drink diet soda, you know, I think, you know, put the guy in a loony bin. The guy needs to be in a straitjacket. I'm not going to support that kind of nonsense. That's delusional thinking, and I don't support delusional thinking. In any case, I hope this has been useful. If you're part of the independent media, keep going. Things are going to get better, because what Google doesn't even realize right now is that Google is losing massive credibility, just like the mainstream media is losing it big time. And people can go somewhere else, and they are going somewhere else. And the only people that are going to be left using Google and YouTube, frankly, are the uninformed morons who are the obedient sheeple, who don't realize that they're being lied to with every search. with every recommended video. They're being lied to because Google cheats all the time. Google's not honest. Google is not good. They're evil. They're dishonest. And they are part of the Ministry of Truth propaganda. So thank you for listening. You can, of course, check out more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.